Okay, our learning should be in Sus for the holy neshama of Rabbi Aaron Lifkinson, and maybe we'll try to connect it to something that we just heard about him. So there's a beautiful new sefer called Darchei Noam. Who's the Darchei Noam? Darchei Noam is the current son of a Rebbe. Have you ever heard of the sefer called Nesiva Shalom? So Darchei Noam is the son of the Nesiva Shalom. I was once at his Shal Shudas. It's now pitch black in Meir Sharm. If you guys are zochet to be Meir Sharm for next year for Shal Shudas, you have to go to him, and you have to go to Tzvi Meir. But we'll talk about that. So he has a beautiful idea about hard challenges in life and how seeing the things that are hard in your life, specifically learning Torah, that's what makes it even more special. So he says, we know the Mishnah says, Pirkei Avos, Lefum Sara Agra. According to the gain, right? The harder the pain, the bigger the gain, right? That's a very, very pashuta thing. So he says a story of Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. Who is Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk? It happens to be his Yartzeit today, just to be Yotzei, our Yartzeit Mondays continue. Who was Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk? Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk was a close Talmud of the Magen of Mezritch. The Magen of Mezritch, just to give you guys a little history, the Magen of Mezritch was the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. So we're really talking about very early in Hasidus. Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk is one of the most famous things he's known for is that he brought 300 Hasidim to Eretz Yisrael. He was the first Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov to lead an Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. So the Darchei Noam says an amazing thing here. He says, what happened when he decided to go to Eretz Yisrael, he said the Yitzhar made things so hard, so difficult for him to be able to be there. It was a tremendous thing. He said, Dafko, when Menachem Mendel Vitebsk saw that it was, all these things were happening, he doesn't say the specific details, but I'm sure you can find it online. He said, Dafko, now because I see that it's hard, I know that it's special. What happened? He led the Aliyah there to Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's Iyar, hey Iyar, to get in the spirit of love for Eretz Yisrael. So he wants to say the same thing when it comes to learning Torah. Learning Torah, what's the Yitzhar know? The one thing that keeps a Jew close to Kadosh Baruch Hu is by learning Torah. Well, we know the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Barasi lo Yitzhara, Barasi lo Torah Tavu. Right? Just a minute, I was thinking of a Gemara. What's the Gemara say? Most of that I created Yetzer, but I created, what's the koach against it? Torah. Like I was thinking of a mashal now at the end of davening. I davened earlier, but sometimes it's based on davening too. So he said, I was thinking about this. You know, we all know Jack Bauer. So the one thing that got Jack Bauer to be able to do whatever the terrorists want is what happened? He'll kidnap his family. If you kidnap the guy's family, then he's going to do whatever you want. The same says, here we go. Here's the chassid of Jack Bauer right here. So that's the same thing over here. If you know the one thing that they're going to come for you, what's a good Jack Bauer going to do? He's going to protect that family. He's going to make sure that I'm going to do whatever I want for that family, because I know the Yitzhar is not going to be able to get me if I stay close to my family, right? The enemy or whatever, the terrorist, whatever that guy is not going to be able to touch me. I'll be able to continue to serve the America or the president or whatever. I forgot Denzel Washington. Now it was President Palmer, whatever it is. So it's the same thing. When a person wants to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yitzhar is going to do whatever he can. He's going to do whatever you can to be able to learn Torah. And specifically when it's hard, that's when you know that thing that you're trying to do is of the utmost importance. He says that, he quotes here from a letter from the Chazon Ish in his letters, Chelik Beis, Kuf Lamed Vav. He says, an hour of learning Torah Bitzar, this is the Chazon Ish, an hour of learning Torah Bitzar, meaning when you have finals, or if it's starting to get warm outside, and you say, you know what? Shabbos afternoon, I'm going to, instead of playing ball for 4 hours, I'm going to try to learn for an hour. He says, Chashuva kilimun meya shal shalo b'tzar. It's considered 100 hours of learning without tzar. 1 hour. 1 hour of learning Torah, of you know you have a test tomorrow, or of this or that. And it, Mamish, he says, it's connected 100 hours of Torah. And that's what he says, just to be able to close. The Gemara says in Tamil, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Kol ha'osek b'torah b'layla, Shechina kenegdo. Anyone who learns Torah at night, the Shechina is next to him. So that's the push-up shot. What does the Darchei Noam say? Ha'osik b'Torah v'layla. Someone who learns Torah at night, meaning what does layla mean? Things when it's hard and it's dark outside and there are other things going on. Romez l'misha osik b'Torah b'matzav shel chashchas. Someone who learns Torah dafka in a specific time when it's hard and it's dark and things aren't clear. She'ena margish klum, and you don't feel that. You don't have that chishig l'mon. You not feel like you're really feeling it in shir. For example, so many days here, you're not feeling it. But you have to push a little hard. B'schar zeh hu shechina kenegdo. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Gemara says, that's when the shechina is next to. So Be'ez Hashem, b'zocha, you know, Rav Aaron Lifkinson, when it comes down to it, his life wasn't easy. He was sick for a very long time, as Rabbi Kamenetsky just said. Even when in his hardship, and even when he was sick, he was still in the Beis Midrash. still 80, 81 years old. So Be'ez Hashem, even when things are hard and we're tired and it's a Monday and we're watching the NBA playoffs till 3 in the morning because the Western Conference game went to 5 overtimes, and then we couldn't go to sleep because the NHL playoff game went to 4 overtimes, it's at the same time. We say, no, today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yetzer is going to push so hard because you know it's the biggest medicine. It's like the family member for Jack Bauer. We have to stay close to it. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do that, we'll be able to be zochet to exactly what the Chazon Ish said. Then an hour of learning Bitzar is keneged 100 hours shul Bitzar. Be'ez Hashem, shvi zochet.